First, NPR says it's standing by reporter Mary Louise Kelly after a tense exchange with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday. She asked him a few questions about Iran and then turned to Ukraine. Here's how it played out on All Things Considered.
Change of subject. Ukraine. Do you owe Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch an apology?
You know, I agreed to come on your show today to talk about Iran. That's what I intend to do. I know what our Ukraine policy has been now for the 3 years of this administration. I'm proud of the work we've done. This administration delivered the capability for the Ukrainians to defend themselves. President Obama showed up with MREs. We showed up with Javelin missiles. Previous administration did nothing to take down corruption in Ukraine. We're working hard on that. We're going to continue to do it.
I confirmed with your staff last night that I would talk about Iran and Ukraine.
Anything else to say about that this morning?
The two went back and forth like that until an aide to Pompeo ended the interview. Afterward, Kelly says she was taken to Pompeo's private living room, where he lashed out at her for asking about Ukraine, a topic he said he didn't pre-agree to discuss. Kelly said he used the F word, said Americans don't care about Ukraine, and asked her to find Ukraine on a blank map. She said she identified it correctly. The next day, Pompeo said Kelly lied to him and insinuated that she did not locate Ukraine on that map. Mike Wagner is a professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison. His areas of expertise include media and elections in the U.S. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Well, a lot here. What's your reaction to everything that reportedly went down here?
It seems like Secretary Pompeo did not like getting asked questions about Ukraine, and it seems like he is trying to find unverifiable ways to insult and embarrass Mary Louise Kelly, and I have to say I believe Kelly in all of this.
I want to read from Pompeo's office's statement on Saturday, quoting here. NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly lied to me twice, first last month in setting up our interview, and then again yesterday in agreeing to have our post-interview conversation off the record. It is shameful that this reporter chose to violate the basic rules of journalism and decency. Going on, this is another example how unhinged the media has become in its quest to hurt President Trump and his administration. It's no wonder that the American people distrust many in the media when they so consistently demonstrate their agenda and their absence of integrity. It is worth noting that Bangladesh is not Ukraine. Mary Louise Kelly and NPR have released some of the email thread between her and Pompeo's staff saying that Ukraine was going to be part of the conversation. Talk about the notion of keeping this conversation off the record. Why does that happen? Is that relatively common?
It's somewhat common in journalism, especially journalism that's done at the national level, and especially maybe journalism that's dealing with international issues. Those tend to be situations where going off the record is more likely. It's not that it doesn't happen locally, but it just happens less often locally than it does with major officials in the federal administration of our government. On the record, off the record distinctions are kind of slippery in some ways, and usually the best practice is for the journalist and the source to always come to an agreement about what that means. But typically, when something's on the record, journalists are free to use whatever gets said or whatever they observe in their reporting. And if something is off the record, usually that would mean that that information cannot be used in a report. That's different than an anonymous source or a source on background where the information may be used in the story, but the person who gave that information might not be identified. But typically, off the record means this information won't be discussed in a public venue or really with anyone. And so some journalists don't work off the record. Mary Louise Kelly says that she did not agree to go off the record in this conversation. But when that does happen, it's supposed to be a situation where journalists then don't reveal what it is they learned from that source in the off-the-record part of the conversation.
I want to give a listen to NPR CEO John Lansing. He was interviewed about the encounter on All Things Considered on Saturday and defended Kelly. Here's some what he had to say.
He did not dispute the facts as she reported them based on the conversation that occurred after the interview when he had the expletive-filled rage. I think that's important to point out. I think it's also important to point out that Mary Louise Kelly has an email chain with Katie Martin, an aide to the Secretary of State, confirming that she would be discussing Ukraine. So that's a provably false statement. And it's also important to point out that no journalist would agree to go in behind closed doors with the Secretary of State and agree to go off the record. That would just be something no honorable journalist would do.
Your thoughts, Mike, on that statement from the NPR CEO?
Well, I think the first part is exactly right. It's sort of laughable that Secretary Pompeo says, I never knew that this was going to be part of the discussion. She lied to me to say that it was when there's clear evidence that the setup of the interview included Ukraine. The second part, I think it's fair to say, I think that most journalists would be unlikely to go off the record with someone like the Secretary of State behind closed doors, but not always. And I think it's a little much to say no honorable journalist would ever do that. I think that that's probably going a little bit too far. I think, you know, the person's defending their reporter there, which makes some sense. But I think that goes a little bit too far, and it obscures the point that it's obvious that Secretary Pompeo isn't telling the truth here, and it's clear that Mary Louise Kelly did her job in an honorable and ethical way.
On a wider level, what do you think this says about the Trump administration and its relationship with the media?
Well, it's hostile, as it has always been. That's not unique for presidents. Most presidents have pretty contentious relationships, or at least some that vary in how contentious they are over the course of an administration. So that's not unusual. But one thing that's unusual is how often the president and people who work for the president say things that are demonstrably false and then don't change what they say when it's shown to them that what they've said is demonstrably false. So one reason the relationship is contentious is because people in the Trump administration say things that aren't true a lot and don't respond when it's demonstrated that what they've said is false.
Mike, good to talk to you again today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
It's Mike Wagner, professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison. We talked to him about the on-air and off-air conversations between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly.